are open-minded, you're just looking for some inspiration for your own life, or you're just curious. So, anyway, you are right here at Passion Talk with Helen Sander. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the next English episode of Helen's Passion Talk. My name is Helen Sander. This time, I will talk about, or you will get, the next part of the story we heard already last time. It is called Double the Fun. The night was too short because my alarm went off too soon and I needed to go to work. Bettina had a day off and I left her to sleep. I watched her as she slumbered and a warm glow ran through my veins as I remembered last night. I looked at her and smiled contently. Just that moment she opened her eyes and we gazed at each other silently and smiling. I wished her good morning and asked what she would like for breakfast. She shook her head and said, "Nothing for me, thank you. I better drive home now and you need to go to work soon." Realizing that this situation was too much for her, I did not force anything. This was a whole new game for her and I could only guess how she really felt. I had an inclination that she felt kind of ashamed and I asked myself the question, of whom? Herself? I tried to recall my feelings after my first sex with a woman and how I felt afterwards. Okay, I for my part felt very good about it. But everybody has a different way of coping with something like this. That evening, when I arrived home, Bettina had gone and my friend Marcel had returned from his sailing trip. Straight away he asked me if Bettina had stayed and spent the night with me. I said yes instantly. It was after all no secret. She dropped by yesterday unexpectedly and we spent a pleasant day together. How was your trip? I asked. Marcel only smirked and I knew just how he ticked. He knew me and my tendencies very well. I asked him how he knew about Bettina's visit because we had not been contacting during that weekend. Christian told me all about her plan to visit you, he answered and added, when he told me, I knew instantly she would spend the night with you. How was it? I just grinned and replied, very nice. The week passed quickly and the four of us arranged to meet for a barbecue at our place. Chris and Bettina arrived. We greeted each other and I noticed immediately the way Chris looked at me. Different to his usual expression, curious, intrigued, almost greedy. Of course, Bettina tell him about our night together, I thought. He did not miss an opportunity to touch me, starting with my back to my tits. Nobody seemed to be bothered, neither Bettina nor Marcel, and myself the least of all. When dinner had finished and spirits were high, Chris asked openly, "Come on, girls, spill the beans. Tell us about your night together. All of it." The situation became fueled because Chris touched me and Marcel turned towards Bettina. She and I smiled at each other and she walked towards me and kissed me deeply, tongues entwined. Her hands caressed me, first my hair, then my nipples. I grew instantly wet between my legs and wished I would be fucked by all three tonight. But before I lost composure completely, I suggested to go inside and have a drink. They all agreed and once indoors, I fixed drinks for us and arranged them on a tray. No sound came from the lounge apart from heavy breathing, almost a loud moaning. Returning with the drinks tray, I spotted Bettina giving Marcel a nice blowjob. Chris was already fully erected, and I could not avert my gaze from this enormous cock. I just stood and stared at him, his gigantic, magnificent manhood. He looked at me and beckoned me to join him. I obliged with glee, put the tray down and knelt in front of him, devouring his cock that instant. Gosh, it was big and yummy. Bettina grasped, and was fucked thoroughly by Marcel in the meantime. This noise, it squelched so nicely and I wanted to watch, so I stood up and turned around only to sit back to front on Chris Prince and rode him as I watched Marcel and Bettina. Bettina, in turn, watched us curiously. Chris sat in a chair. I rode him with my back toward him, and my legs were wide open. Bettina ambled over and started to lick my pussy and Chris's balls, while I rode him hard. Chris gripped my hair and pulled my head backwards so I could only look up and rendered defenseless, but hey, why not? It was fucking awesome. Marcel walked behind Bettina and slammed his cock into her from behind. Chris groaned loudly and suddenly cummed hard inside me. Bettina seemed to be highly aroused and ate my cunt when Chris withdrew his cock from inside me. Now it was Marcel's turn to come inside Bettina, which he did plentiful. After that, she and I licked each other into a shattering orgasm. Our boys watched us relaxed and interested and obviously enjoyed this spectacle. It was their dessert, so to speak. This was a summer neither of us would forget in a hurry. The four of us fucked with whom we wanted. The men us to woman each other. There was no jealousy, free and easy, and we enjoyed each other and had fun. Unfortunately, Bettina and Chris moved away for professional reasons. We tried to keep our friendship going, but giving circumstances all too often prevented it. They had children in the meantime, and weekends together became more and more difficult, mainly because of adequate childcare provisions. Our contact was now reduced to emails and occasional calls, but all of us remembered fondly the happy times we spent together. Sadly, we never met a like-minded couple like Bettina and Chris again. We tried because we enjoyed group sex, but despite meeting a few couples, the spark never ignited just like it did with Bettina and Christian. In fact, it often happened that it started all right, but in the critical phase, tensions and jealousy surfaced and we decided it was not worth a while and to suffer all the stress. But I still live in hope that one day we meet a couple with whom we connect and then we will be able again to enjoy sensuous, erotically fueled evenings. Thank you for listening, and if you liked it, I would not mind if you recommend it to your friends. Thank you for that in advance. Bye bye.